podcast listener people. This is Erin from the Ninja Consultant Podcast. And although we haven't had a show in the month, I wanted to tell all of you that we will be at Otakon along with Dave and Joel from Fast Karate for the Gentlemen and Gerald and Daryl from Anime World Order and those Rim and Scott guys from the Geek Nights podcast, as well as Mike from R5 Central and Tyler from the Ranger cast. And I assume Vika the Oda Gal will be there too, since she has Oda in her name and goes to Otakon every year.
You bet your sweet ass, Erin! Woo! Yes, please excuse the long music intro. That song is awesome, so fuck you. Yeah, I don't know, because I liked this song for a long time. And of course, it's from Gene King of Brandits, if you didn't know. Something I will review in the future. I had that for a while. And I'm like, dude, this song gets me so amped up. And of course, Otakon gets me all amped up. And I'm all amped up for Otakon. I'm packing. I'm listening to anime music while doing so. I did work on some artwork only to find out. Well, actually, I forgot that you had to pay to enter Art and Artist Alley. I mean, not Artist Alley, Art Show. So I'm like, well, can't do that because I'm a po' bitch. Yes. This is what I've been waiting for all summer. I lost my job and I thought all hope was doom. So I became a temporary cleaning lady to earn money for Otakon. And it's like, this is my reward. My dear reward at the end of the rainbow. Oh, I hope nothing bad happens, like, I don't know, I die, or someone else dies, or Baltimore, I don't know, gets blown up by a terrorist, or something, I don't know. I hope a plane don't, like, fall, and important people are on there, and I hope that, you know, Baltimore suddenly gets run over by zombies, and I hope that, let's see, what else could happen? Ninjas, angry ninjas attack Otakon and all its staff. The Ebola virus, smallpox, a lack of Pocky, that'll drive anyone mad. All the projectors break. And, of course, no booze. Okay, enough of the doom and gloom. Today is the Otakon pre-con show, like I did with every other convention I went to. In fact, maybe every convention I went to, except for maybe T-Mode, I didn't do a pre-con show because I didn't even think of the idea of doing a pre-con show. Here's a pre-con show. Basically, I'll be talking about what's fucking happening at Otakon, what you might be missing if you're not going. Let me not rub that in. That's kind of mean. I almost not went to myself. And the meetup. Yes, there will be a Viga de Otagao meetup. I don't have, like, a table or anything, so let me look at this map real quick. And, you know, basically just it. Just like the ones in the past. Alright? Alright. Yes, sorry for a bit of the audio quality. I know it might sound weird. I'm not sure. It's sounding weird to me through my computer. Someone touched my knobblies. Yeah, do not touch the knobblies. How dare you? But I'm trying to get it back to normal. It might be something else entirely different. Oh well. Anyway, let's get on with this. Now, for those of you who pre-registered, that's awesome. I actually, with help, I got to pre-register. And that's still awesome. So, you don't have to wait in that long line on Friday. Just go up on Thursday. I'm going up there on Thursday. Get the badge. There you go. And it's much easier. No line, no wait. It's open from 5 to 10. There's no activity, so there's no reason to hang around unless you just want to sit there, chill. I know some people actually hang around when they get their badge, just chilling in the front. I saw this the first time I went to get my badge on a Thursday last year. Some people were just, you know, hanging out, chilling, maybe put on some music. I'm not sure if it happened this year. It always depends on the people, but really you don't have to. Go have a pre-con party or something. Speaking of parties, I wonder who's going to have a bash this year. I don't know. I don't know anyone who's having a party. Unless, like, college buds do something. But whatever. All right, for guests, guess who you're wondering who's coming? Masao Murayama, who is with Madhouse, and I think he comes every year. I just never noticed. I'm sorry. He's a director, and I hear he's fucking awesome, so I'm gonna go check out his shits when I'm there. I mean, he's the founder of Madhouse Studios. My bad. But still, man. Wow, and if you don't know what Madhouse is, let me think. Things Madhouse did. There's a big list. Right now, the only thing... I know it's a lot. But one of my favorite things that came from Madhouse, besides Paprika, that is, I think all the Satoshi Kons were made from Madhouse. Nana was made from Madhouse, I think. Yeah, I said it. All right. In the artists and the manga, we have Kazuko Tadano and Hiromi Mashushita. And they're a husband-wife team who worked on Sailor Moon, so I have to get them to sign something Sailor Moon related. I do have a poster, but I'm kind of not an autograph person. Especially since I can't really ask them questions or speak to them, because they speak Japanese and I have a lack of Japanese. But at the same time, I want it! But at the same time, it's like, no, why should you care? It's just someone's signature on a piece of thing. It's basically meaningless and worthless, and what you should really value is the fact that you met them. But I can't communicate with them! So what the fuck? As you can see, I really, really want to meet them. Now, I'm sure you all know about the musical guests. I mean, the musical guests are one of the things most people pay attention to straight up. There's the legendary Jam Project, the Underneath, who was already on the US tour, and I wanted to see him then, but I'm glad I got a chance to see him now. Maribel, who I'm also interested in seeing, and Daisy Stripper. Now, the only problem I have with the musical guests, well, Jam Project's going to have its own thing because they're the headliner group, but the other three are all stuck together on Sunday for about 3 hours. And then there's the fact that Sunday? Ugh. I mean, it would be terrible if they packed them all in on Saturday, but three bands for 3 hours on Sunday, that's really going to cut into shopping time. Or checking out time. But, yeah, it's not like it's not going to draw a crowd either way. People will work around it. I'm planning on working around it. I just kind of wish I didn't have to. But it's alright because it's awesome. And I've been really in the mood for some concerts. And, you know, just going to some shows. I had a lot of shows I was going to go to during the summer. But, of course, lost my fucking job. Fuck. Alright, performers! A Rakugo comedian, Katsura. I don't even know what Rakugo comedy is, or who Kaishi Katsura is. He's just on the, you know, guest thing, the guest roster. He won lots of awards. He's funny. I have no idea. But Rakugo is a form of comedy dating back from 400 years ago in Japan. I'm so reading this off the site, so you know. I'm not that smart. Ooh, Peter S. Spiegel. I did not know he was there last year. He was in a tucked away corner in the artist... I mean, not even Artist Alley, dealer's room. In the place where no one could see him. I didn't even know. I barely saw that small-ass sign that I saw in a picture. If I'd known Peter S. Spiegel was there, I would have just asked him so many things because I love The Last Unicorn. It's one of my favorite movies. OMG. But he's coming back, and they're showing The Last Unicorn at Otakon. Most likely, this is something I will be in attendance for because I really love The Last Unicorn. I would love to see it on a big screen. And I like unicorns. Yeah, there. I said it. I like unicorns. I'm not the tough girl that you all think I am. Then again, did any of you ever think I was a tough girl? The way I gush over cute things and anime and I don't know, bullshit. Now, then there's those guests I really disapprove of, the Kano sisters. Oh yeah, the Kano sisters are getting an anime soon. Okay, so it kind of makes them anime related, but before that, when they were announced as guests, what the fuck, Otakon? They're Paris Hilton's of Japan's. And then when I said that in the forum, someone said, no, you're wrong. They're the Pamela Andersons of Japan because they're played out and not hot. And porn stars. But anyway, they're guests of Pony Canyon who are bringing them to Otakon, and I really don't think they should be there, but now they're gonna announce this big anime they're a part of. Ooh, the anime's gonna bomb! Then there's a bunch of voice actresses and actors. Dub ones. Laura Bailey, Richard Epicar, Peter Fernandez. If you don't know who Peter Fernandez is, here he comes. Here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on reels. Do-do-do-do. Yes, the voice of Speed Racer, the old Speed Racer. Not that crap they're showing on Nicktoons right now. I actually watched one episode of that. Not even one episode, like 5 minutes. And it looked so crappy. Animation was so crappy. Like, wannabe anime, and it made me angry. I hate the fact that there's Speed Racer attached to the thing. Taliesin Jaffe, Willow Johnson, Major Lee, Yuri Lowenthal, whatever. I hear she's the voice of Simon in the English dub of Gurren Lagann, which I still haven't watched the English dub for on Sci-Fi Channel. I've just been busy lately. I haven't been watching the TV, and I've been forgetting about shows I actually would turn on the TV for. Tony Oliver, Tara Platt, Derek Stephen Prince, Michael Sintelakis, which is really the only one I heard of besides Peter Fernandez and Yuri, and Ellen Stern. Then there's the seiyuu, Kape Yamaguchi, whose name I have seen around, but I'm not a fan of theirs. Really, when it comes to Japanese voice acting, being that I don't really understand the language, I can't really tell them apart unless they have a very distinctive voice. Well, this guy played Inuyasha and Ranma. And in fact, if you've seen the animation for the 50th anniversary of Shonen Sunday, there's this little animation done for the Rumiko Takahashi exhibit where it has Yurusei Yatsura, Ranma, and Inuyasha characters interacting. And when Ranma met Inuyasha, Inuyasha's like, hey, why does your voice sound like mine? Even in the English dub, the voice actor is the same for Inuyasha and Ranma. I mean, either that or they're very, very close. Also, he was L. So, you fangirls who love Death Note, get him to sign your little Death Notes, because he's L. And all you Inuyasha fans, he's Inuyasha. And all you Ranma fans, which I think there's fewer of you, because most of you didn't get into anime till the 2000s, when Ranma, I think, already swept through its popularity in the U.S. Get your little Ranma signatures. I'll go to whatever he's running. I'm not sure if I'll get an autograph, though. I was never a big voice actor fan. Even the seiyuu. The dubs and the subs. I just never was a big voice actor fan. Also, there's a bunch of guests coming from Studio Udon. And I heard of Studio Udon, but I don't know anyone who works for Studio Udon. Anyway, they do comics, and I'm going to check that out. And I'm not talking about your, I am speaking with bolded letters for no reason. I pitch you, you little guy. And it's a picture of someone hitting a little guy. I've been using that example. I so totally stole that from Rim. Basically, they do stuff for other people, I think. Oh well, I'll check them out. Well, here's something new, Club Otaku. Basically, you go there and you play your musics. And I'm not talking your Guitar Hero or your rock band. Or your, I guess, popping music. This is the real thing. In fact, they have a little, like, logo with Hiroko, or I think that's what her name is. And she's like, be a real guitar hero. Club Otaku! Yeah, so basically, play an instrument, maybe sing, maybe bring your bongos, maybe you can't bring your big drum set. I hope they provide a drum set. I really love drumming. I don't know how to drum, I just like watching it. Bring your bass or whatever, and play some music. I think they're going to have some stuff there. I don't know, this is their first time doing this. I'm not even sure if this little thing will be that successful. But I'm sure there's a lot of musically talented anime fans out there. Hell, you know what would be awesome? If the lead Street Boys showed up in there. Yeah, virtual bands are awesome. Besides, they got the same old AMVs, fan parodies, game shows, costume contests, Iron Editor, karaoke in the Oda Cafe. You know, I really don't like going to the Oda to karaoke. And it's not really a cafe unless they're serving muffins and coffee, in my opinion. There were no coffee or muffins or scones in there. LARP. Yes, I know a lot of you rag on the LARP. I don't know. I'm really thinking about trying it. Because I didn't get my panel. And I'm not volunteering. So maybe it's something new that I could do at a con. Because I never LARPed before. And I never LARPed at an anime con before at that. So I really wonder. I know there's those bad connotations, like the guy who lies on the wall saying, I am invisible, I am invisible, I am invisible. I will not be that guy. So fuck you. I'm trying to LARP. Fuck you. A manga library. They have a manga library, which is good when you're just chilling and everyone's off doing stuff and you're just like, man, I don't want to do anything. I just want to rest my feet after doing shit. Let's read some manga. Masquerade, you won't find me there. And even if I was going, it's so big. I just don't care for the masquerades at cons anymore. Maybe it's my first step to becoming jaded. I can't really be jaded. Modeling contests. Oda-chan, if you have 10 and under. Otaku Idol. The rave, which always sucks. Let me tell you this. Otakon's rave always sucks. No matter what. Do not go to that rave. Wanna know why? Because it's horrible. It smells. The minute you walk in, you will have this aura of filth and Ota funk just come upon you. It feels like a coat that someone threw on you. That's how I felt when I walked in last year. Plus, the music sucked balls. All they do is get Baltimore DJs who don't even know basically what type of music we like and just play whatever's there. But there's a revolution starting in the rave. And I have to hype this up because I met this guy at KatsuCon. He's a really awesome guy. He told me that he was planning on being an Otakon DJ, and I wished him lots of luck. And next thing you know, about 5 months later, hey, I got it, because he also listens to Geek Night, so we're in the same forum. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be so-and-so. Let me tell you the time. Okay, Friday night, side room, meaning it's the smaller one, from 10:30 to 12, is my man, Solar Plexus, and he's going to play anime music. Anime remixes, geek, techno, awesome. This every year, people ask for this at Otakon, and they never deliver. And now we finally have a DJ on our side that's going to deliver. And if it's awesome, I'm not sure if it's going to be awesome or not. I'm so hyping up this guy anyway. I'm going to be in that side room despite my hatred for the Otakon rave. I probably won't be there that long, but I'm going to at least check out his set, because he's an awesome guy. I met him at KatsuCon. I forgot his real name. I'm sorry, dude, but Friday night, side room, 10:30 to 12. If you're going to be at the rave, check out that side room. And watch out for things that happen in the corner. I have seen things in that room. Yeah. But still, I'm all for people shaking shit up and defeating the status quo. That's the type of people I like, and that's the type of things I like. Fuck double yeah. Panels. There's a shitload of them. I'll get to that in a minute. Photo suite, if you're a cosplayer. And video gaming, of course. Yes, video gaming. Have you seen their video game room? It's fucking huge. I remember last year, I played Halo on these, like, big screens. And there was, like, four of them lined up, like, kind of in a square shape. And on the outside of them, we all just played. Just LAN partied. Actually, I think this was the year before I did this. I haven't played Halo for a while, so I probably lost all my skills. I haven't played Halo 3 since a few months after it came out. I don't know. Anyway, game room. It's one of my favorite rooms. Not the favorite room, but I do love gaming. I haven't gamed much because I don't own many of the latest systems, but I'm probably going to be on the Mario Kart tourney because I have played that on the Wii for a while. And being that it's a very simple game, it's like, I'm really in the tournament to kill time, if anything. It's not like I'm really serious about winning. Now, if it was Brawl, I'd be all serious and running, but being that I'm a bit rusty on Brawl, too, I don't feel like getting my ass handed to me. So, fuck that. And if you've never been to Otakon, if this is your first Otakon, go to the dealer's room and drop your jaw. And then drop your wallet. Hopefully into my pocketbook so I may use your cash to buy that figure I really want of Yoko. Figures are so expensive. If I had, like, disposable income like that, I swear to you, I would have, like, a shelf full of figures of just robots and pretty girls. Mechs, pretty girls. Maybe a few custom jobs, maybe some I made, but it'd be just pretty girls and mechs. Oh, maybe more manga. My manga collection is, like, the biggest I have. I do have, like, little gashapons and two DQ figures and a bunch of other shit, but I just want one really nice PVC of Yoko, or maybe the goth loli Haruhi, or the punk Mikuru. I saw that the other day. Or there's this other figure I really want, and I can't think of the name of it. I did see this really awesome mum figure at Katsucon. The only problem is, it was kind of painted shoddily, and her face looked deformed. And as much as I love Lum, because she's fucking hot, and she's one of my fucking favorite anime characters, even though she's very one-dimensional, and kind of, I don't know, blah, I still love her. Anyway, enough of my fangirling again. Let's go over some of the cool panels that's going to be there that I'm definitely going to go to and that might pique some interest in your brain. So listen up. New thing in 2008, the HD theater. It seems fitting for the time. HD's all the rage. I don't really care about HD myself, but I guess it would be nice to have an HD TV. But then again, I barely watch TV, so it's like, what's the use of me getting one? Plus I could just go over Matt and Seth's house and just mooch off theirs. Playing Xbox on that is awesome. So, you know, the program grid is up. But don't follow it like, I don't know, Christians follow the Bible. Well, some Christians. Burn! But, you know, just go over it, because things do change. I've got burned once or twice when a panel got canceled or moved or something. So, when you do plan out your con experience, don't plant, go straight by the book. Play it by ear. You know, if something seems interesting, mark it off. And when that time comes, come to it. If it's not there, then, yeah. But being that panels, they were much more, I could say, strict and careful of what they were choosing for their programming. Unlike past years, their panels are going to shine this year. I'm looking at the list and, wow. Although I was rejected, I think everyone else, this is so cool and possibly better than how I, well, maybe not how I would do it. I think I would do it really good. I mean, I had it all planned out in visuals and but it's okay. It's okay. Besides, everything just looks so high quality. I just hope the people can pull them off well. Yeah, the title says a lot, but it all depends on the people running them and how confident they are in their, you know, portraying information and, you know, working up a crowd, entertaining as well as educating. And I can't think of another E word, so whatever. Video rooms. You know, they really went down. They go down in attendance because people, like, I could watch anime anywhere or anytime. But you can only get unique things like this at a con, which is a philosophy that is understandable. But still, I still like watching anime sometimes at cons. And if you don't watch anything, at least watch one. And the one I'm speaking of is Otaku Fucking No Video. It's a tradition for them to show it on the last day and the first day. First thing on the first, last thing on the last. And speaking of animation, go to opening ceremonies. Madhouse has been working on a special animation project for Otakon. And it's awesome, so to say, it has the two mascots of Otakon, and it's an actual Otakon anime, and must see. Also, I heard they've been running ads on TV recently, but I don't watch TV, so I haven't seen the ads, so I have no comment on them. Oh well. Most likely, I'm going to the Peter Fernandez Q&A, because, well, Peter Fernandez, I want to meet him. Plus, he's actually a guest I could talk to. There's this podcasting for dummies that 9 times out of 10 I'm not going to. I might go anyway to see if, see who's there or who's running it. I'm not sure. Someone said it might be T. Morris, but I kind of don't think so. And if you don't know T. Morris, I think he mostly does audiobooks, but I met him at AUSA. When he ran a panel there. I might drop in that. See who's doing it and stuff like that. There's a Yuri panel in the daytime. I'm not sure if it's 18 plus or not. Anime you should see. The Geek Nights guys are running that. And I already know what they're going to talk about. Because I've probably seen everything that they're doing. Well, they're going to talk about already. I really want to go on Friday to the Comics for the Manga Reader. But again, this might, being that it's also from the Geek Nice Guys, I kind of know what they're going to talk about. But, I don't know. Could be some more things I don't know. And plus, I want to bring some of my friends who just poo-poo comics. Like, one of them's all like, I don't really like comics, I just like manga. And one's like, I don't really like reading in general. I'm like, dudes, come on. Come on. Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon. I think it's the live action, and it's on Friday. Oh yeah, anything that's from Funimation or Bandai I'm going to. And plus, Bandai's going to have this surprise panel. No, it's not a panel that's going to sneak up on you, but it's something surprising in it. And I want to know what that surprise is. That's why I'm saying surprise like a douche. And plus Media Blasters, I gotta see that. And Yaoi Press, gotta know what they're up to. There's a workshop on life drawing. I might just go there to up my skills. Or see if they can be upped. I have been to class and stuff, but I just like drawing classes, that's all. I really wish that didn't cost money to be in the Artist Alley. Art Show. I wish it didn't cost money to be in a fucking art show. Huh. And I worked so hard on it. Oh, well. I'll just use that art for the flyer. Oh, well. That sucks. Oh, my God. They're showing This Is Otakudom Midnight in Hall D. And if you don't know, I actually reviewed This Is Otakudom. And if you've never seen This Is Otakudom, go see it. Plus, it gives you something to do if you're under 18 and can't go to all the hentai showings or panels. And I actually lost my ID this summer. So I can't go to the yaoi aesthetic or the hardcore yaoi, you're doing it wrong, or what why hentai, or adult cosplayers. Or probably even see, well actually I don't really want to see Mezzo Forte. Also, there's the super violent movies that happen late at night. And I'm not sure if they're going, yeah. Looks like some of these movies, they're Tokyo Gore Police Live. I think that's 18 plus. They're gonna crack down on movies now too. Shit. But there's Hellgirl. And then there's lots of bubblegum crisis that night. Oh man, my late night otaconing is gonna suck. All there is to rave and I don't know, messing in the hallway with people. And hopefully a con party if there is one going on with someone I know. I think Need More Drama is this J-drama one that's from this girl I met at Borders. Yeah, whenever I'm out about geeking it up, and I see someone who's obviously an anime fan, besides we're both in the manga section, I usually strike up a conversation. They always turn out nice, and, you know, she was cool. So I said, I'm gonna check out your panel. Yours on J-drama, right? Alright. Oh, this appeals to one person. Maybe not one person, but I know this appeals to a certain guy who is listening, but is not going to Otakon. A Toho panel. You know who you are. I know you like Toho. I'm sorry. Friday evening at 6. Tales of Fandom. I hope it's like bunch of funny shit. I hope it's a funny panel. It seems like it's going to be a comedy panel, but then again, this depends on the personality of the people running it. Because, you know, you have to have that storytelling ability. And if the people who run it suck and tell the tales of Fandom shittily, it's going to be a fail on them. This might be a, I'm bored, I will just walk in type of thing. But then again, it also, half of it contradicts with the AMV contest, which I'm 9 times out of 10 I'm going to go to, but then that goes into the Jam Project concert, which I also want to see. So I might just, and I probably won't even have time to see the contest on Sunday, so. And then there's some people who enter contests but don't put them on anime. musicvideos.org or put them up for download or anything. Yeah, I'm looking at that one person who did it during CosplayCon, unless it's finally up for download. I don't know what Kigurumi is, but there's 101 and 102. And I don't know what it is. Oh man, alcohol and anime. Damn it, I wish I had my fucking ID. Sorry, I'm just really mad I don't have my ID. There's something with basic Flash programming, but again, concert and AMV contest. Oh yeah, did I already mention Know Your Creators? Yeah, basically it's just about a panel about if you don't really know who creates your anime or care about it, you might find some things just based on finding out that. I mean, if I didn't find out that Satoshi Kon was the one who did Tokyo Godfathers and Paranoia Agent. I think I say Paranoia Agent first and checked out his stuff. I would have never found his movies, which were awesome, and been a fan of his. Ah! There's some cool stuff happening on a Saturday. There's a tokusatsu panel. I really don't know much about tokusatsu myself. That might be just one of those, I'm bored, I'm just going to walk in things. But there's also a Bandai panel. And basic Photoshop contradicting with that. Let's see. Walk in 8-inch heels. Otaku belly dance? Yeah. Building upon Crunchyroll. Yeah. Apple Geeks. You know, everyone says, read Apple Geeks. I'm going to read Apple Geeks before I go there. And if it's awesome, I'm going to finally meet Hank in and off. Oh, Girl Who Leapt Through Time. Must see it. Must see it. Alright, the game show quiz. Oh my god! I should go out for the game show! It's perfect! I really like game shows. And of course, I like being in game shows. I actually like running game shows the most. When I ran a game show for the first time, I said to myself, I knew I should do this again. I just have to think of a game show that hasn't already been done. But yes, I'll go to the game show. I'll clean up with my anime knowledge, although there's people who know way more than me. Scarily more than me. And, you know, do it! Satoshi Kon fan panel. I'm being there. I'm going. I hope it doesn't suck because I really like Satoshi Kon. You know I'm a fangirl for him. I really should do an episode about it. Otaku studies. Interesting. Udon drawing workshop. Interesting. Basic flash programming. Interesting. Old farts anime appreciation panel. I'm guessing that's a revamp of older otaku. I gotta like run into that. Bandai surprise! Whee! There's a best of AMVs on Sunday morning. I'm not sure if those are the winners. Because, nah, it can't be the winners because they're having an AMV contest re-showing later that day. So it just might be some really awesome AMVs. And being an AMV freak, although I don't really know how to make them, obviously, go for it. The Maryland Language Club? Interesting. Last Unicorn? Going for it. Stay in the industry? Maybe, maybe. Tokyo or a bust? That's a maybe. Mostly, I'm going to be shopping during these times. Shopping. Women in anime. Kendo Way of Sword. If you really like kendo, I suggest going to it. I heard it's a very well-run panel. And plus, my friend been to it, and he really liked it, and was interested. But then again, he's a super martial artist guy. And fighting guy. I might check it out myself if I have time to. I had missed it at the last two cons I went to. All the concerts on Sunday. And of course, well, except Jam Project, of course. And con feedback. Depends if my ride wants to leave or not. But when is a good time for all of us to gather? Fans of Vega! Friends of Vega! People! Stuff! I say, drumroll! Drumroll, 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 drumroll! Peesh! How about Friday at 4? Maybe grab a snack? Now, where's a good place to meet? Alright, here's a tip. Never meet in the cosplay entrance. That's not the real name for it. But it's where all the cosplayers go to take their photo shoots. So we kind of call it the cosplay entrance. Registration entrance is not a good idea either. Where's a good place? Friday 4 at the Oda Cafe. Yes, it's a nice chill atmosphere. I'll be there, sitting at a table, listening to the people, maybe drinking something that looks like water, but might not be. Just come up to me. You know, chill for a while. Maybe, you know, go out, get something to eat. A snack or something. Might eat big dinner later. And, of course, meet ya. It's very easy to find me because look for the black girl with the purple hair. Not in cosplay, just purple hair. In a nice spiky ponytail. I really like my purple hair. Yes, I do wear it outside cons. Yes, I do go out sometimes like that. And yes, it is somewhat of a device to find me at cons as well. But also, I think I look pretty. Pretty. Also, so you know, if you're a big fan of other podcasts, as well as me, then check out the Artist Alley, because, one, Artist Alley is awesome. Look at all the art. And, it's my favorite part of the con. Second, and I think it's called F, the row F, the entire front row crew, meaning Geek Knights and all their people, as well as Ninja Consultants, and you'll probably even catch Anime World Order hanging around there, or Dave and Joel hanging around there. They're going to be there, mixing it up, selling the wares, being happy, and they're all cool people. I'm going to go visit them as well. I can't wait, because I haven't met Ninja Consultants yet. I already met Rim and Scott at Katsu, although Scott was kind of sick at Katsu. And I haven't met Daryl to Gerald yet. I really wish Clarissa could come to Otakon. Come on. We don't bite up here. But, yeah. So, that's it. That's the end of this. And this is a very long pre-con show. So you imagine how long the Otakon shows are going to be. In fact, I'm going to do like I did with the Katsucon con report and split it up into threes in all 1 week. But then again, Otakon might be so big it'll be fours. Especially if I do get the person on that's going to be doing the con report with me. If they agree to it, most likely I'll have them locked. I can tie them to the bed. Alright, laters.
Chance, let's begin, chance somebody with this. One wish, make your sound with beats, shake and dancing. So, just give a last selection of peace. Peace, attack. Everybody loves the official time. Countdown. 시끄러워라 커는 간지가 우와 집을 두고 살고 잠에 시커랗게 손낮 누가 더 미끄러워야 될 미소로 만드는 뮤직 대충 아기 나가는 게한숨 바이 오도도 너 가위로 한숨 불려 So make it 솔직해 Oh once in unison for us One piece 届かなくても時は別社と泣く気も愛する人のために輝いてたくて備えしますマイクそいつかキャッチャー君の心の声に答えてあげたくて触れない恋に耳寄せ思いは儚く薄れていく君の恋だって諦めるまで叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢叶わない夢